This is not the first time that a Muslim charity in the U.S. has been accused of having ties to terrorist activity. These sorts of situations pose serious dilemmas for Muslims and their money. Charitable giving is considered a religious duty for Muslims, but how can they be certain that the charity they give to won't later wind up getting them into trouble? Imam Syed Mustafa Al-Kazwini is with the Islamic Education Center in Orange County, California, and he joins us now. Thanks for being with us, Imam.
Good to be with you.
Giving to charity is considered one of the five pillars of Islamic faith. Can you explain how it works and if there are guidelines within the tradition as to who or what organization you should give to?
The Holy Quran explains in several chapters those who are entitled and qualified to receive the charity. The Quran speaks about seven categories: the poor, the deprived, the destitute, the homeless, the sick, the wayfarer, and others who are in need for help.
And what's the spiritual purpose of this giving?
Well, again, the Quran speaks about that it cleanses us spiritually, purifying. And whenever charity is mentioned in the Quran, prayers is also mentioned. So we as Muslims believe that the prayers would not be accepted if it is not coupled and joined by charity and almsgiving.
Are people scared? Are they afraid to give to certain organizations because of what's been going on?
Yes. Muslim people in general, after 9/11, they were very much concerned to donate to any Islamic center or to any Islamic cause. They did not want to be scrutinized by the FBI and the IRS. And in fact, many of them were questioned and interrogated because of some donations that they provided to the Islamic centers.
So what advice are you giving people? What's the best way that they can fulfill these charitable obligations without fear?
I think, first of all, Muslims in America have to be more careful with their money. This money is a trust given them by God, and we have to take care of it. It's a big responsibility, and we have to know how to discharge this money. In Islam, we are instructed to discharge the money in the best way and the best manner, not to cause harm to ourselves or to others. The other thing, I think the American government has to work with Muslim leaders and Muslim organizations in this country very closely to make sure that the money does not fall in the hands of the terrorist and it would not be misused and used against American people or any other people.
Nowadays, there are websites where people can look up various charities to see where their money goes and how well those charities are rated. Does anything like that exist specifically for Muslim charities?
Some of them do have websites, and some of them publish and make public the details of their spending. But however, no matter how meticulous we are and careful we are about collecting this money and sending it, still, we cannot make sure that maybe the whole money or part of it would not reach illegal organizations or entities. Once the money leaves America's borders, you would not be able to have 100% control over it.
Imam, if I might ask a personal question, how do you decide where you give your money?
I myself, being from Iraq, I collect donations, but I make sure and I really spend time and effort into making sure that this money that I sent to Iraq goes to the real needy people, to orphanages, to hospitals, to poor people, for medication, for education. So it really takes much of my time, but I think this is my responsibility to make sure that people who give me the money, they have the right to know where this money is going. And I have the obligation of getting this money to where it is supposed to go.
Imam Syed Mustafa Al-Kazwini is with the Islamic Education Center in Orange County, California. Thank you so much.
Thank you.